Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I'm a little bit nervous about this. I've been struggling since Saturday afternoon, night. Essendon lost to the Cats by 95 points. Obviously, a lot of Cats fans listening, they're probably like, why is this a bad thing, Tim? Uh-oh, a barrack for Essendon. and it's been a bit of an uh-oh since 2004.
Honestly, even as I was watching the game unfold, I was like, oof.
And it just kept that
it just kept happening.
Repetitive.
Yeah.
I decided to do the smart thing and switch off after the first quarter and a half. I was like, all right, I see where this
first
is.
First quarter!
I was like, okay, where this is going, I can either choose to be like in a foul mood or literally do anything else and feel better. So I chose to do that. But a lot of people have been coming in and checking on me today. The season's not going that well. A lot of injuries, a lot of kids applying. You went for a walk and I was like feeling inspired. I was like, how can I put this into words?
Well, it's really good, you know, if you're going through something, put pen to paper. It makes you feel so much better to just get it all out there.
I've written a poem about how I'm feeling right now. So if you'll indulge me, this is the first poem I've ever tried to write since school.
Is it a rhyming poem or not?
Yeah, it rhymes. No, okay. That's just a speech.
Well, you've always told me, Tim, that it doesn't have to be rhyme if it's true.
That's a song.
Okay.
And this isn't a song. This is a poem. So here we go. It's called I Felt Nothing Except Everything.
Okay, sorry. I'll write it in.
Saturday arvo. I took my seat. Scarf on tight. Cold hands. Cold feet. A little hope. A flicker of fire. And the Cats lit us up like a dumpster fire.
You rhymed fire with fire.
I have. By quarter time, I'd cracked a beer. By three-quarter time, I'd cracked some tears. Just numb, just still, wondering, what do we fix? In the meantime, bloody Jezza's kick six. 95 points. A full-blown rout. Even the Cats fans started heading out. Parrish went missing. Merritt too. Caldwell tried, but what can one bloke do? Hey, we've got kids. I get it, mate. Half of our list is still yet to graduate. Some look lost, unsure, unseen. I'm pretty sure one of them's still 17. Max Holmes had 36 disposals and Bailey Smith over 40. The main feeling I'm having is my team's not very sporty. Coach Brad Scott just stared, his soul half done. I think I caught him mouthing, maybe we'll make finals in 2031. Now,
that's ambitious.
Now it's Monday. And some time has passed. But I stop and remember my team is still ass. I'll still wear my red and black with lots of pride, even when I'm crying, just on the inside.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm getting emotional.
That's beautiful.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot, I'll be honest. That's how I'm feeling for anyone that has been curious. And I think if you do have a mate, the Barracks for Essendon, check in on them.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to not be okay.
You're on the way out. So, you know, there's no hope for you. But we can still save your son. He doesn't need to go through this pain.
I think it's an important process for him. Resilience.
And your wife goes through St Kilda. So really, I think he should look elsewhere outside the household.
It's not a successful family. I agree.
It just seems like Geelong just keep doing well, and they don't ever have years where they don't do well. So maybe Geelong is the team for your son. Just give him some hope.
No, I reckon we're around the corner.
Okay.
So
2031, do you reckon?
I could start writing poems for, not Essendon games, because I feel like that's just like poor old me, but I could write poems for Geelong games every week, if you're into it.
I loved that. I think you have tapped into a very hidden skill and ability.
Well, it's easy when Essendon's that crap.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
You're on K-Rock 955 on what is a pretty big day, Jess, for basketball in Geelong.
Yeah, huge day because a new signing, a new recruit for our amazing girls team.
Yeah, the WNBL season, it's season two for us because last year was the inaugural season, but season two getting underway later on this year. Big signing announced earlier this afternoon. And she joins us in the studio. It is Shyla Heal. Shyla, welcome to town. Thank you very much for coming by the Tim and Jess Show on a very big day for you.
Thanks for having me. So good to be in Geelong.
Now, you've been travelling around the world playing basketball a little bit. Like, we were just talking before we became live. So let's just rattle through the last couple of years of where you've been playing around the globe.
Wow, I have been on the move. Let's say that.
Yeah, you
I...
said it was nice to hear Australian accents again.
Yes, some English in my life is great. Yeah, so last year in Europe, I started off in Poland. I went to Israel after that. And then I went to France and finished the season there.
Wow.
So that was cool. Just like different cultures, learning about them and moving around. And then this season, I spent the last 7-8 months in Turkey.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You've also had some American experience as well. That must be pretty cool. You're just like, you're like a Swiss Army knife of basketball from around the world.
Pretty much. I live out of a suitcase at this point. Yeah. So that's fun.
So talk to us about the different styles. Is basketball different everywhere you go, or do you find that the game doesn't really change no matter what the country?
No, it's definitely different in every country. You definitely have to adjust to each game. And that's something I learned on the run, which is pretty cool.
I've heard that Polish and Australian basketball defensively is actually quite similar. Australians are very defensive league. In Poland, I imagine it's so cold that they're all grumpy. So you have to be quite defensive and prickly. Is that the case?
They are definitely grumpy in Poland. Okay. Yes, I learned that very quick. Yes. I agree with that.
Okay. In terms of the cold, though, you probably feel right at home here in Geelong at the moment.
I'm a summer girl, so I'm actually excited to have my first summer in 2 years.
Oh, my goodness. Right?
We've met a lot of your teammates that you're going to be playing with and joining the court with this year. It must be great. Like, Geelong's got such a rounded out list, and adding you obviously is another element to that. Like, the coach, Chris, I know you've had lots of conversations with him about coming to Geelong. What was the reason that Geelong appealed to you most?
Really the ownership group of Geelong. I know they're great people and the vision they really sold me on coming here. So that was my main reason, but also the girls they've signed are great people. We're going to be such a good team. We're going to be very talented, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch for the fans.
It is a really strong team already. I mean, last season they really did super well. No one was really expecting that.
Yeah, well, how can you put an expectation on a new team?
Absolutely, and I think this year is going to be even stronger. Is there anything from your time? I mean, I know that you're probably one of the younger ones on the team. Is there anything that you'll be bringing to the team?
Probably just energy and experience, I would say. I mean, coming back to Australia now, I'm a lot more experienced. I've grown a lot as a person. So bringing that and definitely, you know, creating for my teammates, scoring a couple 3-balls here and there. Yeah, you can definitely see a bit of that.
It's very exciting to have you on the team here in Geelong here this afternoon. There's been an online poll going at the moment. We're still awaiting on the results. So Geelong United for the WNBL season, they are going to have a new name. It's at a vote at the moment. It's down to two options. It's the Force, Geelong Force, or Geelong Venom. Where are you? I mean, I guess you don't really have a say because it's a poll kind of deal. What if you had to have a vote, where would you be putting your vote?
I would be putting my vote in the Venom. I already got a couple snake moves going,
nice.
Going on, spreading around the group. So, I'm with the Venom.
What do you mean snake moves? Is this on the court or off the court?
No, definitely not on the court. You will not see me doing any snake moves.
Would you say you're slippery like a snake on the court? Like hard to get a hold of you? Like you're just that fast moving around?
I'm not super fast, but I think I'm a bit slippery. I could say.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Like we can go a little bit behind the curtain here. So we heard that Geelong United had a new signing. Jess and I have been talking. We're super fans of basketball here in Geelong. And we're throwing out names. Jess said, what about Shiloh Hill? And I was like, I don't think that's going to happen. And you're here now. So Jess is maybe the mystical oracle that we all kind of thought of.
I might be the next missing piece of the team.
Off field.
Yeah.
Off court.
I think you are. I think you are for sure.
Okay. So, Shiloh, we want to get to know you. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a game called the Pressure Test. Mm-hmm. Now, the name intimidates a lot of people. Some of your teammates, Jazz Shelley, Taylor Moll, have passed this with flying colours.
Hannah Hank.
Oh, geez, pressure now.
Yeah. So if you want to hustle like Hannah, if you want to be like Jazz and Taylor, you just need, don't overthink it. Okay, so
First thing that comes to your mind.
What is the game, Jess? Or what are the rules of the pressure test?
We're going to chuck 60 seconds on the clock. Uh-huh. Don't freak out because there will be like a countdown happening.
Okay.
We'll hear it.
And I will ask you a bunch of questions. And you just, first thing that comes to mind.
All right, let's
let
go.
Us know. Let's right. do it.
Time starts after the first question. This is Shiloh Hill from Geelong United.
Okay, what is your basketball nickname, either on court or off court?
Shy.
What's your pre-game hype-up ritual?
Listen to Glorilla.
Okay.
So good. Well, what song do you currently have on repeat?
TGIF.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
To go back in time.
Ooh, if you could have, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Ooh. Do you speak any other languages?
No.
Even after traveling?
Okay, fair enough.
What's your go-to comfort show?
Oh, Ginny and Georgia.
Oh, that the new season has been excellent, hasn't it?
We'll talk about it later. Yeah.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Right. And socks with sandals, is it acceptable?
Yeah, why not?
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future?
Past.
Wow.
Okay, well,
you've got through that.
You might be the first person to have ever actually got through all 10 questions. Yeah. So it proves you're nimble.
Oh,
well,
we're done?
We're done. So now we're just.
Now we can talk
about
Ginny and Georgia. How good is that show?
Yeah, it's very emotional. Mm. I'm not a cryer, but I cried.
You're not a cryer, but you cried. Okay. You mentioned that if you could have a superpower, it would be to go back in time. Where specifically would you like to go back to, or is there heaps of different times that you would like to go back in time to?
No, I just think in general, like, you know,
future scary, past, you know what happened.
Yeah, like you learn so much. I think you could just go back in time, do it all over again, and you'd just be so much better.
Charlotte Hill, we are so grateful for you on this very big day being announced to play for Geelong United in this upcoming WNBL season. Thank you so much for coming on by, and we cannot wait to have you back in once you've moved into town properly. Pre-season's underway and season two is up and running.
Thanks. Can't wait to see everyone at the games. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. On 52232955, I want to talk about what you've accidentally thrown out.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because we had a bit of a doozy. My husband did
anything
night
shift. Anything in the bins
here? No, not here in the studio. My husband was doing night shift last night. And usually while he's doing night shift, I'll set him little tasks.
Oh, fun.
Because
isn't he meant to be working?
He is. And he does. but like... There's like little things like at the moment because I'm halfway through my pregnancy, I'm finding it hard to carry things up and down the stairs. So I'll leave a basket at the top of the stairs. I'll be like, take this downstairs.
And from what I remember, you're not allowed to complain about the stairs because when you were looking for your rental, everyone was like, well, what if you get pregnant in the stairs? And you said, shut up. Well, everyone's being so negative about it.
I'll be totally fine.
And now you're like, oh, the bed's upstairs.
Now things are heavy. And I can't be bothered. Yeah. And so I had this whole big basket because I did a big clean out of our bedroom yesterday during the day while he was asleep. And I put all this stuff in this basket and I was like, half of it's rubbish. Half of it's just stuff I need to take downstairs. So I said to him,
that is,
I know it's risky, isn't it?
Why would you do that?
And I said to him, take this basket downstairs for me at some point tonight, whenever you get a chance, and like leave it downstairs. I'll sort through it. Okay. He heard, take this basket downstairs for me. There's rubbish in it. Throw it away.
Yeah, so he wasn't listening to the...
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. And so I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh, basket's gone. That's nice. He did it last night. Excellent. I go downstairs.
Oh, low bar for pleasing his wife.
Well, sometimes like he gets busy at work and he can't do things. So
it's weird he has to work at work. I'm not understanding the concept.
Disgusting. the expectations today. So I wake up and I'm like, oh, where's that basket I needed to sort through? And he was like, huh? I said, that basket, where did you put it? He's like, in the bin. You asked me to put all the stuff in the bin. Yeah. I was like, what?
Well, he's kind of done what you've asked.
He threw away birthday presents of mine, Tim.
That's not ideal.
Including a brand new Nintendo Switch game that I got. Still in the packaging. Because I was like, oh, I don't need this up here. I'll take it downstairs. But I can't be bothered taking just one trip downstairs. So throw it all in the basket. Actually, I will take it down.
How do you do it? A single 5 milligram plastic case. How do I take it downstairs?
So heavy.
I'll have to put it in the basket.
So he's had to fish through the bin this afternoon.
Oh, fun. Well, I guess if he's put it in there, it really is on him to get it
not
out.
Not my problem.
At least he fished it out.
Yes. And at least we found it. But like, at least it wasn't bin day because that could have been bad.
Yeah.
Because if it was bin day, he would have taken the bin right out to the curb. We might have lost it forever.
That would have been bad. That would have
52232955. What have you accidentally thrown away?
Yeah, it could be you. Could be, as Jess, you would put it, your dumb husband. would love to get some calls on it. Before we hit the phones with this, is this throwing it out? I feel like it's in the same wheelhouse.
Mm.
So we got from my wife and I, from her dad, so my father-in-law, we got one of those pods you put on the top of the car for extra storage.
Oh, right,
but it was like, he works at a car place. So it was like one that was faulty, but it still worked kind of thing. And he was like, look.
You can't sell it, but you
can have it. And when I sold my car last year, there was like a little bag inside it with all the spare keys, because it, like, my old ute had like roof racks, it had a cage, it had all these different things, and I
because you're
little,
trading,
yeah. And I had a little bag of all the little bits and bobs, and I sold it with the car because I was like, well, I don't need all the keys.
Oh, no.
So I'd put the rack. So we just have a locked pod in our garage.
I'm sure he could probably get you a key for that.
No, because it's clearance. But can't win them all.
You can't.
Let's hit the phones. Jonathan in Anglesey, what have you accidentally thrown out? Or was it a family member of yours?
Yeah, it was actually my sister, and hopefully she's not listening. But her engagement broke up, so she took the ring off, which was worth $10,000. She thought, I'm going to hide this in a sock, in socks, in my thing, in case I get broken into. And then much later, after she'd done this, she had donated clothes to the op shop, and she realised she donated the socks at the $10,000 ring with it.
Listen to how Jonathan's laughing, because it's not his $10,000.
Yeah. No, if she hears this, she'll kill me. And can I just say, you're really milking your first pregnancy.
Okay, Jonathan,
things to be carried down the stairs.
It was a heavy basket.
It was very heavy, and I'm uncoordinated at the best of times. The last thing we need is for me to fall down the stairs carrying rubbish. Okay?
You're at the age now where you have a fall.
Yes, it's not just, oh, yeah, I've been down at that age since I was 14.
I'm telling you, by the third pregnancy, you'll be carrying things down twice the weight. You won't care.
Yeah, you'll be super. All right, well, that is, I'm going to go in op shots in Anglesey, and I'm going to go start looking for a pair of socks. I'm going to buy a new car and no one ask any questions.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, I have asked Ava from the newsroom to stick around because she is also in I think I'm jealous of you and Ava.
Oh.
You're both in a group where I haven't experienced this my whole life, and you guys were like in front of me just like blatantly talking about this like cool little club you're in. And I need to find my version of this.
Okay.
So you were talking about coffees.
Yes.
And like your local cafes that you like going to. And you were talking about how Ava's name is not A-V-A, it is A-Y-V-A.
Yes.
And you were just asking, do they spell it right?
Mm. You used to add an H at the end when she first started. Yeah. Just throw that
They're trying.
It's classic white girl stuff.
Yeah. But you were both saying how both of your local cafes, when you walk in, you actually, if you feel like something different, you almost can't get it because they know who you are, they know your name, they know what you want, and it's already starting.
This is the problem when you're like, you walk into a new coffee shop and you don't feel like you know your regular order. It's like the coffee shop that I go to, I walked in and I was like, hey, you know what, today I'll mix things up, I'll get a mocha, right? Mm-hmm. And then now I'm the mocha, oh, Jess, a medium mocha.
That was once off. Yeah.
Sure, I guess I'm having a mocha again.
So as a non-coffee drinker and as someone who mustn't shop anywhere frequently enough to be impactful.
Oh, no, don't speak that badly about yourself. KFC used to recognise you.
That was a long time ago. That was early 20s, Tim. But
the girl in the drive-thru was like, ah, Tim, good to see you.
Well, you also said, watch out for Tim in drive-thrus at KFC. So there was a prize going on. But the closest I have to it, because Ava, I'm so jealous that you had, they're like, oh, Ava, yeah, you want this, blah, blah.
Can I make you extra jealous and tell you about the best day of my life?
Yeah, go.
They found out it was my birthday and they insisted on giving me a free one. So I walked in, I went, hey, guys. And he went, hey, Ava, put in my order and went, you're all good. Didn't even have to ask me my name, my order,
that's so cool.
Or pay.
Give her a clap.
Because the only thing that I have that's close to that is I think I have a fried rice girl.
You do get a lot of fried rice.
But every time I go in to get this particular fried rice from this place in Geelong, they're always like, name? And I'm like, you know, man. I'm here once a week.
No, but does she say name and then give you a wink?
No, like, it's like, how many times do you have to order the same thing from the same place, from the same person before they're like, you're clearly Tim.
It says your name on the receipt. So they're probably just trying to check whether it's you.
Just like, I was like, I know I don't do coffee, but I do fried rice.
Right.
I order it enough where I feel like it's like, oh, there's the fried rice guy.
You are also the most generic looking white male that's ever walked the planet Earth.
All right, coming from you two. The three of us could look like three tubs of vanilla ice cream right now.
Okay.
Right in here.
I've got the Macedonian thing going for me.
Oh, man.
And Ava's adorable.
You haven't seen the sun in 6 months. I'm tanner than you. Ava, I don't want
to. I am so pale.
He's lashing out.
I'm jealous. But I just want people, if they're listening and they have these people in their life that do remember them when they go in for their locals and that thing, like, don't take it for granted. Because there's people like me out here trying to be known as the fried rice guy. And I'm getting nowhere.
Do you
want to
be known as the fried rice guy?
Well, if I'm going to be known for something.
And sometimes you get dumplings. So
that's so true.
Also on you.
No, I've stopped because I've realised it's affecting me being known as the fried rice guy. So it's a long game. You guys will figure it out one day. It's all right. This conversation's going to keep going because I was just explaining to yourself, Jess, that I want to be in the community of having a local where you go in and like to the barista at a cafe and they're like, oh, Tim, yeah. Flat white, coming up, mate. No worries.
It feels very small town living, right?
Yeah, 100%. Where I'm from a small town.
Yeah, you know, Geelong feels like this big city, but really it is a very small community, and it's nice when you walk in and people recognise you.
Yeah, and when I was a kid growing up in this small town, there was a corner store. It was called RJ's, and then it rebranded to JLC's. But they always had the same, like, hot chips and gravy. And I'd walk in, and they'd go, Tim, medium hot chips with gravy, and I miss that feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't drink coffee now, so I don't have a cafe where I go in regularly. Mm-hmm. But I do have a fried rice place because I eat a lot of fried rice. And I feel like, I was saying to you, I feel like I've gone in there and like I do it online. I've got a like an online account with this specific place, Tim B.
Yeah.
And they're not like, hey, Tim, here's your fried rice. They're always like, name, please. It's the same two people. I just want like this to be my local. I want to be the fried rice guy.
Sure.
Jess from Breakwater's given us a call. And we love, if you ever have advice or suggestions, please, please, 52232955, get in touch with the show. Jess.
Good to have a knowledgeable Jess on the show for once.
Yes, about time. Jess, what is your suggestion? How can I be known as the fried rice guy where like this is my local?
It's a bit of psychology, but I think if you go in there and you say, God, I just come in here all the time. I feel like I should know your names.
Oh.
I feel like that's going to trigger them to be like, oh, this guy wants to know us. We really should know him.
Yes.
And you put the onus on them. I come here all the time. I'm aware of my addiction, but it's courtesy to address somebody by name.
Here's my hesitation. So the two girls that are in there when I get my fried rice, they are very, very short. And I'm worried that if I come bumbling in, going, excuse me, my name's Tim. What's your name? I get fried rice here all the time. They might call the police.
I'm more worried, Jess. Tim doesn't have a. Tim doesn't have the best memory.
I don't think short people's memory retention for names is any different to somebody of average.
No, I think that Tim has the worst memory of anyone I've ever met. So I think that I think he's going to go in and be like, "Tell me your name," right? And then he'll go back in and he'll completely forget.
They'll be like, "Oh, my name is," and all here is.
Well, if Tim does that, then he can't ask anybody to remember
his
name.
That's fair. That's so fair.
I'm not asking for them to remember my name. It's just my face and the fried rice that comes with me.
How much fried rice do you reckon they sell on the daily?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Exactly. It could be.
Oh, but like, if we're talking about
buying fried rice,
exactly.
But if we're talking about like that's a terrible example coming up against the barista and coffees. I feel like they're making more coffees than fried rice out in the world.
That's
there.
That's true.
So, Jess, I appreciate. Look, I'm going to put it to the test because God knows I'm getting fried rice this week. So
that's so true.
I'll have to, you know, nut up and just do it. So.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
We'll let you know how it goes, Jess.
I want you to tell me how you went.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jess. This is good. This is people helping people, and I need help. I think that's very clear.
Lord knows.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, I'm a bit concerned about what you want to talk about because Nintendo's out there doing surveys.
I don't know why they've decided this was a really urgent study they needed to do, but they asked a bunch of women who they found the most attractive out of all of the Mario characters. Like the Super Mario universe.
Yeah.
And coming in at number one, you wouldn't read about it, Luigi.
The coward.
It turns out, I guess Luigi is like the rat boy of the
Super
Mario world.
Here is my impression of Luigi trying to pick you up on a date.
Oh, here we go. Like, of all the characters, like you said, Donkey Kong. Yes. Oh, don't do that. That's weird.
Do you know what's interesting? As a young boy, Princess Peach, I was never like, oh, I've got to save her. I was like, oh, my God. Why do you keep getting stole by Bowser?
Get some independence,
Come on, girl. I always loved like to play Mario.
Yeah.
But then something about Wario.
See, as the second child, my brother often got to play as Mario and I was always Luigi. But I've never found Luigi attractive. Was there any cartoons that you were like, that is a hot cartoon?
Oh, well,
in the least weird way possible.
Well, yeah, like I wouldn't say like hot, but I'd go like Lola Bunny.
Sure. Yep.
Space Jam. But then like I look back at it and I go, why did they like super sexualize? Yeah.
So weird.
A rabbit playing so basketball. Weird.
See, for me, it was like Sailor Moon. Do you remember Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
And she had that guy that would rock up, tuxedo mask.
Oh, right.
He would. Are you talking about Sailor Moon?
I was like, yeah, actually, that's. But that's like anime is a little bit more next level.
Yeah, that is a bit more next level. Like, but like, I loved Sailor Moon growing up.
So did I.
Okay.
Like, I feel like a lot of people could say Jessica Rabbit from
Who
Framed Roger Rabbit.
She would technically count because she's cartoon.
Yeah, and Patrick from SpongeBob.
You find Patrick attractive.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, that's true.
He just wants to make you happy. I think that's attractive. Confidence is attractive.
Well, that's why I always liked teenage Simba in The Lion King.
Oh, not, yeah, well, Cub Simba.
Not Cub Simba. He's
and baby. And not Matthew Broderick, adult Simba.
No, but teen Simba, hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa. Yes, please.
It's weird, but it isn't. I understand what you're saying.
52232955. What cartoons did you find attractive while you were growing up?
Ooh. I'm trying to think of any. I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking of movies I like.
Right.
And, like, Mulan's coming to me. I don't know.
The
why.
Dragon?
Yeah. Shimu or whatever it is. Not Shimu. Shifu.
Are you thinking of Timu?
Shifu. But then, like, all the songs are like, I'll make a man out of you. What is going on? That's okay.
I'm
That's
so
okay.
confused.
But yeah, it's one of those things where, like, subjectively, and I guess objectively, you can kind of have an attraction, maybe more to the character than their actual appearance.
We were talking to Ava in the newsroom in that song, and she was saying that Flynn Rider from Tangled was her. She was in that prime demographic.
I had to Google it because I haven't seen Tangled. He seems like a bit of a D. Bit of a DB.
He gets better through the movie.
Okay.
He does. 52232955. What cartoons were you like oddly attracted to?
Yeah, just like you're like, I'm seven. Why do I feel this way? I'd like to know. Oh, actually, I thought of a good one we can talk about after
All
this.
All right.
Again, I've been thinking. I think Misty from Pokemon.
Oh, that's a good one.
But maybe I was just really into Pokemon.
Yeah.
And Misty was the only notable female
I hate
character.
To go back to The Lion King, but I really did enjoy The Lion King 2. You know Lion King? Did you ever watch Lion King 2?
Nah.
Oh, like Scar has a nephew named Kovu. And he was a bad boy.
Oh.
I got a thing for bad boys.
Yeah, your husband. The energy trader who puts the bins out.
Such a bad boy.
And does the can deposit scheme. Oh. Jeez. Tastes never go away.
He does it for me.
Andrew in Armstrong Creek's giving us a call. Andrew, I know it's a weird conversation, but what have you got for us? Is there any cartoons or things like that that are a little bit attractive to you?
Absolutely. The Smurfs. Can't go past Smurfette.
Smurfette. Yeah.
If you're talking about attractiveness.
So none of the other Smurfs, just Smurfette? Was it the blonde hair?
And the short skirt, I suppose.
All right. Papa Smurf for me, I was like the leadership. The leadership of Papa Smurf was quite attractive. You know, take me somewhere, Papa.
Oh, wow, okay.
Again, such a bad boy.
Anyone else, Andrew?
So I was really into Voltron and the Gummy Bears.
Now, Andrew, admittedly, I had to look up the Gummy Bears. Like, that's quite old school.
That's so funny.
What was it about the Gummy Bears that did it for you?
It was probably the initial theme song that got me.
Right, okay.
The theme song. I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, I don't think our system goes back in time.
It was very Smurf-esque, so they're hiding from someone trying to steal their gummy berries, I suppose.
There is only one female gummy bear. She kind of looks like if
the trend continues,
Mrs. Potts became a bear. That's
it. All right.
But maybe I don't want a yucky yum, no, Andrew. No.
And it's not weird. It's not, if we make it weird, it's weird. So yeah. Let's just not make it weird, Andrew. We appreciate you giving us a call.
You do your thing, man. That's fine.
No, it's not my thing. Like, I don't put words in my mouth.
Actually, while we're at it, Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast. Again, tall. Is that really
the,
tall.
Is that the candlestick?
The candlestick, yeah.
Oh, that is weird. I was trying to be silly.
Don't yuck my yum, Tim.
Oh, yeah, no, I was into the broom from Fantasia, so I get what you mean.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
Get down on it. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.